Farage, Trump will win because he gives hope, while Biden offers fear. By Victoria Friedman on November 2, 2020. Nigel Farage has predicted that President Donald J. Trump will win re-election on Tuesday, but warns that far leftists could riot because they don't accept genuine democratic results. Brexit leader Mr. Farage, who leads the recently rebranded Reform UK party, is following President Trump on the campaign trail and told Talk Radio's Mike Graham on Monday that the American heartland's love for the president is remarkable. It is remarkable. They love him. He's got energy. He is just the greatest showman you have ever seen, Mr. Farage said, speaking from Pennsylvania. I have never seen a support base as enthusiastic as they are for this man. These crowds chant, "We love you," and they mean it. Even if you want to, look at the opinion polls. Look at the betting markets, look at the lead editorials of the global press, and they will all tell you it's a slam dunk for Joe Biden. I do not believe it. I think the guy's got the big momentum going with him, and I genuinely think he's going to win tomorrow. Mr. Farage said it is more than just love, or that the president keeps all of his campaign promises, he offers hope. When Biden talks about the long, dark winter, and Trump says there's going to be a super boom under him next year, it's really come down to hope versus fear. With Donald, you get hope. With Biden, you get fear and constant talks of death. And I think people want a good strong leader with a positive message. Nigel Farage knows the extent to which fear is used against the electorate, with the UK's political establishment pushing Project Fear on the British people in the run-up to the 2016 referendum on membership of the EU. Those from the Remain campaign had said that the vote to leave the EU would result in an immediate shock to the British economy, resulting in a recession, with 500,000 unemployed, forcing the government into a punishing austerity budget. Of course, all predictions were later demonstrated to be false. Mr. Farage did warn, however, that he had to give one slightly dark comment on the results of tomorrow's American poll. Remarking on how large parts of Washington, D.C. had been boarded up, the Reform UK party leader said, "It's been boarded up because if Trump wins again, they know there are going to be riots. Something has gone terribly wrong in democracy in America, and indeed in the UK, where the left, now, just don't accept genuine democratic results." Later on Monday, Mr. Farage published footage of him walking through the American Capitol, with rows of building facades covered in boards. "This is right throughout the city. This is in anticipation of real violence of the result, or even an inconclusive result of, the election on Tuesday. Let's be straight about this. Why are they boarding up DC? What are they scared of? Are they scared of Trump supporters? Are they scared of some of these slightly crazy groups? No. What they fear is that Trump wins and we get large-scale violence, looting, and rioting. In a democracy, you have a strong debate. One side wins, one side loses, and provided it's all been fair and above board, you accept the result. That's why we have democracy. And yet what we now have got with the new radical left is a belief that they and their views are morally superior to those on the conservative right, and they are quite prepared if they get a result they don't like to try and overturn it with violence," Farage said.